Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. It's also an off weekend for Missouri football. They sit with a record of 6-2, which sounds great, but you're not going to find a lot of people out there that are overly positive about the program because of their two losses and the one-sided nature, including the latter last time out when they fell at Alabama 34-0. To talk through all things Tigers football, also talk a little Mizzou basketball with him, we welcome back onto the program our friend Eli Hoff. You read him in the Post-Dispatch, also at STL Today. He's on Twitter at @ElyHoff. Eli, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
Of course, I'm doing well. I think better than a lot of Mizzou fans are, so that's a good thing in my book. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. It's good to be able to chat with you, and the Tigers are kind of at a reset point here with the off weekend, and then they go into a stretch where they'll play Oklahoma, South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. They have a chance to put together a 10-2 season if they beat all those teams, and all those teams are very beatable, but at the same time, if they put together efforts like they had against Alabama and Texas A&M, that's probably not happening. There's a lot of questions about this team. How do you kind of evaluate this team right now? A good record of 6-2, but a kind of a negative feeling about them.
Yeah, it's really been tough to reconcile just the on-paper talent of this team and what the expectations were and what the opportunity was, frankly, with the favorability of this schedule, within what this team is actually shown in some of these games where they've been tested and needed to come out and show something better than they have, frankly. And I think it's that kind of disconnect that has a lot of people frustrated, because just everything we were talking about in July and August, even before that, and just building up hype for this season, so little of that has actually materialized. So, you know, it's a good time for a bye week, a chance to get Brady Cook, you know, get him time to heal up on multiple fronts, frankly, which is kind of crazy, and let this team figure out what these next four games are going to look like, because the four games at the end of the year that I think a lot of people thought would be four wins, now there's an argument to be made that, you know, there might only be one or two in that section. So it's definitely a reset happening as far as just the atmosphere around this team.
Is it a failure that they have not been able to get better quarterback play when Cook has not been available?
I've gone back and forth with that, to be honest with you, because you look around college football and some of the best teams are the teams that do have a backup option they can turn to at times. Like, you look at Texas A&M as the top of the SEC right now, and that's because they've had two different quarterbacks who can come in at different times. But at the same time, that feels sort of unfair to call a team a failure if they don't have a good backup quarterback. You look at who the backups are at schools like Georgia, not a great option at backup. They'd be in a tough spot without a good backup option. Even a school like LSU, they have a transfer from Vanderbilt who wasn't the greatest. And the thing too, Drew Pine hasn't been good the last two games, but I think if you'd ask people in August, just based on his resume, is he a decent backup quarterback to have? A lot of people felt pretty comfortable there. And I think it's safe to say that Drew Pine is, in general, a better quarterback than he's shown, but he's shown what he's shown, and that's the body of evidence that's out there. So it's tough for me to call it a failure on anybody's part, but it's definitely been a shortcoming, and it's something that could prove really, really costly if Drew Pine has to play in these final four games in any capacity.
Yeah, that's my next question. Do you get any sense? I know they can kind of lock things down here on an off week and not a lot of information is going to get out, but do you get any sense on when, if the whatever the health situation is for Brady Cook and how that might impact the team moving forward?
Yeah, well, first, you're right to say it's been locked down. I'd asked Eli Drinkwitz on an SEC teleconference that Coach has had with media this week. I'd asked him two questions. I asked him first, does he expect Brady Cook to be back this season? And he said, yes, he does. He wasn't going to specify when, but he said at some point this season. And then I also asked him just, is it the ankle or this hand and wrist injury that popped up against A&M or against Alabama, excuse me? You know, which is it that's the priority? And he didn't want to answer that either. He said some nonsense about it, Brady's soul needing to be mended. So that's the direction he's wanted to go. He doesn't want the information out there. Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, it's a situation where I think there's a right now a non-zero chance that Brady Cook is missing time coming out of this bye week. You know, it's more likely he misses the Oklahoma game than the Arkansas game, right? Just in terms of the time it'll take, but we just don't know for certain. I think what's clear, though, is that during this bye week, Mizzou needs to be figuring out a way to be able to score points with Drew Pine on the field, because it seems like there's a strong chance they're going to need to be able to do that at some point in these last four games, and maybe to a significant degree. We just probably won't know.
Do you get the sense, and again, this is a hard question to ask on an off week, but do you get the sense that the negative talk about this team from people like us has infiltrated the team, whereas they are very aware now that going into the season with a top 10 ranking and all that, and college football playoff being talked about, that's really essentially off the table now. How do they go about making sure that the disappointment of what this season has turned into does not turn into more losses down the stretch?
I mean, that's the challenge, and that's where what this season has become in this bye week is something that is going to test this coaching staff on a lot of ways. One, like I just mentioned, you know, getting the offense to work with a backup quarterback, but it also tests the culture that Eli Drinkwitz has built, and this whole something to prove mindset, this wilderness brotherhood, all of that. It's easy to do all of that when you're getting results on the field, when you can say, those things I talked about, we're doing them on the field, and it's working, and we're winning. That's easy to get guys to buy in. It's a lot harder when it's not working, when the things they've bought into are leading to getting smacked around at A&M, coming back and getting smacked around at Alabama. That's tough. When you see a guy like Brady Cook just getting hurt like this through no fault of his own and just, you know, not being able to be out there, that tests any team. And then when the external atmosphere around the team, when that sours, you know, these guys are all on social media. They're not immune to what is being said about this team, just like they weren't immune to all the excitement of the summer. It's the opposite side of the coin, but really the same core problem here. And it's going to be one heck of a test for what Eli Drinkwitz has built at Missouri.
We're talking with Eli Hoff from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. Let's jump over to Mizzou basketball. They opened up the season on Monday. A good test to get the season started. They play at Memphis. What an interesting kind of place for this program to be in. 2 years ago, Dennis Gates' first season, they're incredible. Last year, their record is terrible. They recruited off that first season somehow, some way in today's era of college basketball. They're able to keep that recruiting class together coming into this year, even coming off a bad season last year. And now, for me, it's hard to assess what this team is even going to look like and how good they can be. What are you seeing here in the early going? They played one exhibition. They've been out on the practice floor.
Yeah, and even that exhibition, you know, they doubled up Lincoln, who's a Division II team. You know, I don't know how much you can realistically take away from a game like that. It's so tough to evaluate. 10 newcomers, 5 guys from the portal, 5 freshmen. You know, you can look at every stat that's out there. You could watch every bit of film that's out there on these guys. But you don't know what it's going to look like until they're actually on the floor together. I talked to some of the coaches back in the spring, and they were saying that you know, they feel good about this portal class, but they don't know until they get them in the gym and start trying things out. So that's what this non-conference schedule is built to be. It'll be a real test on the road against Memphis. That's a legit tough non-conference game that they're going to get a very early, very clear baseline. And then they're able to go kind of into the lab, to speak metaphorically, and have a lot of home non-conference games against small-scale opponents, a lot of, you know, bye games, and try things out, keep ramping it back up, and then start December with more big-time games, with Cal coming to town, Kansas, and then Bragging Rights versus Illinois, and test out what they've worked on. So I'm someone who I really like that approach from Dennis Gates as far as the scheduling this year. I think that's the right way to go about it. But, you know, it'll come down to how much talent there is that came in from the portal and what these freshmen can do and what the returners from last year can do. I think they all still have a pretty bitter taste in their mouths from that performance. So it should be a motivated group, that's for sure.
last thing for you, and we could probably talk about this for over an hour and knock into all aspects of it, and I would encourage everybody to read your latest at stltoday.com and in the Post-Dispatch. Missouri announcing that they're fully going to be opting into revenue sharing. This is connected to the antitrust settlement in House versus the NCAA, a $2.8 billion settlement. And what this means is there's going to be millions of dollars that are going to be directly shared with athletes at Missouri. Now, the direct impact on fans is that ticket prices are going to be going up. But this is a big deal, and it impacts a lot of schools. Missouri is not alone, but this is a lot of money that's going to be coming out of the Missouri Athletic Department and headed to student athletes.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, you're right to say we could talk about this for hours. I spent about half an hour with Laird Veach, the athletic director, yesterday in asking him questions about this, and we barely scratched the surface. Like you mentioned, I'd encourage people to go read the story we have out on it. We go into a lot of detail here, and it's a lot of good perspective from Laird. Kind of the basic gist is, you know, revenue sharing is going to be to college sports what NIL and the transfer portal has been. It's going to be transformational, and it's going to cost athletic departments at least another $22 million a year. That's how much they can give to athletes. And so Mizzou seeing this as a time when they need to increase the amount of revenue that's coming in. And Mizzou sits 13th out of the 16 teams in the SEC in terms of revenue generation. They want to be more around the average, be more around, you know, spot 8 or spot 9 in the SEC, which means they need to bring in about $35 million a year more in revenue. As Laird explained it yesterday, you know, in years past, Mizzou could say, well, let's fill the football stadium, and then that'll help us with revenue. They've been doing that, 12 straight sellouts. They're maxing out what they can get out of football revenue. So they see it as, all right, well, it's time to raise the prices. That's something that Laird was saying for season tickets. They haven't done in about a dozen years. He thinks it's long overdue. There will be some other more nuanced shifts in the fundraising model, but the bottom line here is you know, they feel like they need to be getting more revenue from the ticket sales front, from fans. They realize what they're asking. They're committing to trimming expenses too, but college sports, it's getting more and more expensive to compete year in, year out, especially in a league like the SEC. Missouri is where it wants to be as far as being in that conference, but now to compete in it, that price tag is going up. But again, there are a lot of nuances to it. I think Laird Veach has been good in explaining his logic. All that's out there on STL Today. He'll be communicating more as kind of the specific numbers come out, because it is a complex thing. Fans are going to feel an impact, but it's a big deal in the college sports universe.
Really, really big deal. And I think you did a great job putting it all together. Eli, we always appreciate your time. Enjoy a weekend without college football, but getting ready for college basketball, and enjoy these next month and a half, as you've got both going on. Thanks for your time.
For sure. It's a busy month, but a fun one. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Eli Hoff joining us from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.